Good morning. Joining us now on the show here on Mornings on the Mall, General Jack Keane is here to join us. General, good morning and welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. It's great to have you.
Yeah, good morning. I'm glad to be with you.
Let's talk about President Trump's national security speech yesterday. A lot of people thought it was fantastic, and of course the usual suspects thought it was awful. What did you take away from that? What was the biggest thing that you heard in that speech yesterday that you think was the biggest impact?
Well, the speech was important, and the national security strategy itself is even more important, you know, which I have read. What I take away from it is, initially, what the president is clearly trying to do is restore America's confidence that we can compete effectively again and make a clean break from the past, which his national security strategy is clearly doing. The other thing that I appreciate what they've done, you know, so our listening audience can understand, this national security strategy is usually an unwelcome event in the administration. It's mandated by Congress. They get it out in the second or third year. All the agencies and departments who have anything to do with national security have a considerable say in its development. Every pet issue that they have is put in it. And it usually lacks any priorities. And it kind of becomes kind of like a coffee table piece of work. It never gets implemented, because it just dies of its own weight. What this team did is just only two or three people involved in this. The head author is Nadia Shadlow. She based it clearly on the president's priorities and his vision. And it makes no equivocation whatsoever about the dangers and challenges that the United States are facing. So they're looking at the world as it really is, that we've returned to big power competition once again with Russia and China, that there's two rogue states who are threatening the regional order in North Korea and Iran, and they're identifying transnational actors, which are a growing menace in jihadism, drug trafficking, and criminality. And they want to use all of the elements of national power to compete against these dangers, particularly economic and military power based on the values of the American people. What I think is they have established clear priorities in this document in terms of where they're heading, what their focus is going to be. And I think they should be commended for a very good effort here.
Just want to play a brief clip for you here. This is President Trump talking about something that got a lot of people reacted to what he had to say here about radical Islamic terrorism, and I'd like to get your take on it.
In addition, our strategy calls for us to confront, discredit and defeat radical Islamic terrorism and ideology, and to prevent it from spreading into the United States. And we will develop new ways to counter those who use new domains such as cyber and social media to attack our nation or threaten our society.
In what way is that different from the things that we've heard over the last 8 years regarding Islamic terrorism?
Well, first of all, it identifies it for what it really is. It's radical Islamic terrorism. It's using a religious-based ideology to bring young people into the fold who are willing to kill what they believe are infidels or non-Muslim believers. And this is a growing menace, and the president clearly identifies it as such. And the only way we're going to get after this thing is to go after the ideology itself. We can't shoot our way out of this problem. We've got to dissuade young people from being attracted to something which they believe is purposeful and meaningful in their life, but ultimately results in the death of innocent people. There's got to be a better way for them to find purpose, and we need to solicit the thoughts and ideas of the Muslims themselves, where the breeding ground for this terrorism is taking place, and help them provide alternatives for these young people. And the president understands that. And that's the greatest challenge we're facing with radical Islam, is undermining the ideology.
Yeah, radical Islam gave us a failed terrorist last week who came into the United States on chain migration and ultimately through a diversity visa. The president of the United States yesterday in his national security strategy announcing that he wants to take all those on, ending chain migration, increasing vetting, and getting tougher border security. Contrast that, if you will, again, with President Obama, wherein he kind of sought to bring a pathway to citizenship to illegal immigrants in his national security strategy.
Well, I mean, President Obama had a similar policy to what the feckless European leaders had, you know, that open borders, mass migration with no vetting. And they, of course, enabled multicultural neighborhoods, which led to breeding grounds for radicals. In this country, we clearly have open borders where we clearly are endorsing illegal immigration. We were taking no action, no enforcement action whatsoever to deal with any of that. And our vetting really was happenstance, to be sure, in terms of people coming into this country from high threat areas or areas clearly where the governments there have no means to check on who is coming into the United States. I mean, we're just taking some pretty practical, common sense things to do, you know, to protect the American people, in my judgment.
General Keane, you know, one of the criticisms I saw is that the president's national security strategy is not doing enough to, quote, promote democracy around the world. Do you think that's an important plank, and should it be in there?
I don't think that it should be the role of the United States to impose our political system on others. I think what we should do is help provide stability, security, and prosperity in the world, where American leadership becomes indispensable to helping maintain the world order. Now, I want to add something, though, about the strategy. The implementation of it is really crucial. They've done a great effort in putting together a focused document identifying challenges and means to deal with it. But we've got to implement it and follow through. And it's one of the criticisms I have of the administration, like in dealing with Iran, the follow-through in dealing with Syria, for example, has not maybe been what it should be in pushing back on the Iranians and some other areas as well, like the Ukraine. I thought for sure this administration would help the Ukrainians with some of the military assistance
right.
that they need.
General,
yet we're not doing it.
This national security strategy, real quickly, how important is it as a document? Does it inform our diplomats and our military leaders and how they should comport themselves?
Well, it's always, as I said before, it's always had sort of mixed reviews. It has lofty aspirations, and
yep.
it wasn't a very practical document. This one is much more focused, and I know for a fact, as I was over in the White House yesterday, you know, talking to people that wrote it, and they clearly, first of all, they very dependent on the president because it's his vision that's in it. And number two, they clearly are going to use it as a blueprint for implementation of policy, which means that our agencies and departments are going to have to follow it. That's what they intend to have happen.
Well, General, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time, and you have a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you folks.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Enjoy talking to your audience.
Thank you so much.
8:15 now.